So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
Got to welcome back Bob Durkin again, president, CEO, Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, the chamber. There's a lot of jobs.
Yep.
And there's a lot of people who could fill those jobs, but there's an issue when it comes to housing.
Let's start with the fact that here in northeastern Pennsylvania, we have been on a terrific run in terms of our employment situation. Lowest unemployment rate, 3.4 to 3.6% for our standard metropolitan area for the last X number of months, and in fact, well into a year that's been a 4 or lower. That is historically low. So that's great news on one front, right? But it's also a challenge. It means that what's remaining, the opportunity for individuals and the number of people available in this labor shed, as it's referred to, is really, really tight. And the great flip side of that is that many of our businesses are doing very well and are in need of workers. So when you look at it from that perspective, the question starts to become, what are the needs of those potential employees? What are the opportunities here? And this is how it ties into housing. There is a shortage of available homes. There's a shortage of available rental units that are the right fit for individuals who are in the low to mid income space. It's been estimated, depending on the source, that we've underbuilt in this country by between 1.4 and 4 million homes. And this has been going on for decades. So you have a low inventory, you have a demand, but you need a demand for homes in a certain price range. When you do have a limited supply, a low inventory, there's actually pressure from the top pushing down. And what I mean by that is, say somebody in a very high income bracket is looking for a home that's $750,000, but there's not enough of those. So what do? They buy a $600,000 home.
Right.
Well, that means the person who was in the market for a $600,000 home ends up buying a $450,000 home. And that means the person who was looking for the $450,000 now gets pushed further down because those with, you know, with higher resources are going to take what's at the top.
Then when you get to the lower income, or say normal, then you're competing with people who have significantly more money and it's hard to get into a home.
Exactly right. And it also puts pressure on rental properties, because now those people holding the rental properties can increase their rates because there's a big demand. Because of these pressures, you're at a situation where people are spending 40, 50% of their gross income for housing. Well, that means they have less money for other purposes, right?
Right.
So that is has a broad impact on the economy all the way around.
So you're in a place, but you can't afford to live the life you want to live.
Exactly.
And that affects businesses. Are there solutions to what is the next step to make this happen? Because this obviously isn't something that can be fixed overnight.
Yeah, I think you have to pause and look at what are the factors here? An underdevelopment of housing. The other factor is interest rates. and all things are relative, right? So right now, interest rates for a 30-year residential mortgage would be something in the neighborhood between 7 and high 7s, depending on your score and your situation. And while you look at that and say, boy, that's so high, because we had a number of years, particularly through, you know, the last 15 years, where the numbers were in the 4 and lower, 4.3s and things like that. But if you look at mortgage rates historically, you know, if you're looking for where it should fit in a healthy economy, it's about 6 to 7%. So it's not really outrageous high in terms of, you know, where it should be in a normal economy. But this economy right now, it is, because that rate is high and you cannot get the house you want. So it's there's pressure in a couple of different directions. So, you know, we look at that and say, okay, well, you know, what can you do about that? Well, I look at this from the standpoint of the Chamber of Commerce, right? I mean, I'm not here as a housing expert. I'm not here as someone who's looking to give all the answers from the broad community perspective. What I'm looking at is from the business perspective. And we have a lot of businesses who are otherwise doing very, very well, who need workers, but find that they can't get the workers because the workers can't find housing. So we're not always looking for government intervention at the highest level, right, particularly from the chamber perspective. But I will say that there are some, well, I think, fairly obvious public policy opportunities here. Among them would be trying to, you know, provide some incentive in the market for more homes to be built. So, for example, there's a program that's proposed at the federal level, and it's called the Federal Neighborhood Homes Investment Act. And essentially, it provides tax credits to developers to build more housing. And I like the idea of the tax credit idea, because it's not just giving something away. It's saying, if you do this and you successfully do this, then there's a reward, a financial reward on the other end of it. In other words, you're not getting the break up front, whether you do it or not.
It's a bonus for finishing the job you started.
Exactly, Jason. Yeah, okay. I mean, that's the kind of thing that I think makes some sense. But there are other things that can happen at the more, let's say, at the parochial level. Just today, I saw in the paper, Lackawanna County is continuing their refunding first-time home buyer program. It's a public-private partnership in the sense that they're working with NeighborWorks, Northeastern Pennsylvania, right, to be their partner. They're offering 15 grants of $7,500.
Yeah, $7,500, 15 are available.
That's right.
You have to go through some classes.
Yeah, that's the great thing about this. It isn't just, okay, get in line and the first person there gets this. No, you have to go through a first-time home buyer training program with NeighborWorks so that you understand that if you are the person buying this house, there are some real, you know, requirements. You have to understand not only how to save the money to pay for the your mortgage payments, but, you know, upkeep of the property, how this fits into your overall financial management, personal financial management plan. So I really like that idea. And of course, you know, it is restricted to, I believe it's got to be below the local, what's perceived to be the local income level.
Okay.
You know, 100%, below the 100% of the average. And I think there's some other requirements on that. I'm not here to do a commercial for that.
Yeah, you know, I understand. Yeah, there's always going to be paperwork you're going to have to fill out. You're going to match every criteria. The stars have to align.
Right.
And the only way to find out is to, you know, fill out the application and move forward with the process.
And I think that that's a nice program, but overall, more broadly speaking, it's going to affect 15 people. And it really isn't, you know, there's still the issue of the available inventory. So there are some other opportunities and models. The Institute for Public Policy, Terry Ooms and her group, I think, have done a really good job. They have a housing committee and a standing housing committee that over the last several years, each year has put out some very interesting white papers that identify both, you know, opportunities and statistics that, you know, that bear or that back up what this market looks like. And I think all those studies are worth looking at. I've looked through them myself, and I found every time I read one, there's something else that jumps out at me.
Is there one takeaway that really stands out to you?
Yeah, I think I go back to this, the public-private partnership idea.
Okay.
Where you're looking at opportunities, and I referenced before the Federal Neighborhood Homes Investment Act.
Right.
There's sort of two different things. One side of this would be organizations like a NeighborWorks or United Neighborhood Centers or others who are already in the housing world, working with public entities to help build or renovate or, you know, existing housing stock. So you have the idea of we need to build more housing, new housing, both single and multifamily. But you also have the opportunity to renovate. You know, we have a lot of older homes up and down the valley, from everywhere from Forest City to Nanticoke. There's a lot.
To my front door and beyond. Yeah, it's most of us live, a lot of people.
That's right.
Yeah, older homes.
That's right. And so opportunities, you know, they could be partnerships to help renovate or to provide incentives for individuals to take and renovate those properties. You know, that's really important. I think that there's opportunities across the board to support building processes. So right now you see some really interesting moves by the Career Technology Centers, by the likes of Johnson College, where you really and by frankly by the unions, the trade unions, to promote apprenticeships. And you know, one of the issues that's part of this shortage is the fact that there is a worker shortage across the board. So it isn't just workers that are needed for our factories and for our medical institutions and the like, where we have some big openings, but it's also in the trades. So, you know, promoting that could be a big help, because if you want people to build more homes, you want people to build more facilities, you need the talent to be able to do that. So we're strongly in favor of some of the incentives that Governor Shapiro has been pushing in terms of moving people into the trades. And frankly, we think that our Career Technology Center in Lackawanna County is just doing a bang-up job. They've really grown and strengthened their programs over the last couple of years. So again, these are kind of community or public policy activities that are taking place that are going to underwrite, so to speak, improvements in this market.
It is interesting, too, because when you first brought this up and said, let's maybe discuss this.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I started thinking, you know, I'm asking myself, how is this all connected? But I started thinking back when I received a job offer. You start investigating the city. Is this a city I want to work in? How much does it cost to, you know, what's the cost of living? What is the area like? You know, what is the price of a home? It all makes sense. The job is connected to the affordability of living, or like you said, availability of living.
The quality of life is always a really important issue, and particularly depending on the nature of your family situation. But people are always going to look at school districts.
Yeah.
You can look at the local health care and make sure that these are strong. So the more we continue to do in those realms, I mean, lots of credit to a number of our healthcare institutions, particularly Geisinger recently, is really investing strongly into our region and as a whole, and that's important. And the better and stronger our school districts are, the better and stronger our higher educational institutions are. Again, there's a crisis happening at that level.
Right.
So we need to be, there's not one simple solution here. But let me take it also back to sort of the grassroots side of this. One of the things that was recommended by the Institute, one of the Institute studies, and I've read this in other circumstances as well, is at the local level. You know, we have a lot of municipalities in which the zoning laws are very strict. So you can only, certain areas, you can only build single family homes. Maybe certain areas in restricted areas, you can build duplex properties, but you can't build other multifamily homes. Well, in to answer this crisis of worker housing, there needs to be a big mix. You got to have all of this stuff. And so it's incumbent upon the local municipalities to see this. Again, there can still be controls on this. Nobody's suggesting that people go haywire and, you know, build whatever they want. Right. But if you can change the zoning, because some of the zoning restrictions say, again, single family, some of them say has to be a certain size lot. And in city areas, density is a problem if you want to, if you're forcing someone on a larger lot. There are other restrictions sometimes, like, you know, how, you know, parking issues and like, again, all of them worth reviewing. None of this is all blanket, like don't remove all these things.
Right.
But if you can address these things for the municipality in which you're living or which you operate, I think there's potential answers. I'll give you an anecdote where I live in the small town in Oliphant. A couple of years ago, in my neighborhood, there were several properties that were triplex or quads, right? Older properties. And they really needed to be either completely renovated or torn down. But if you tear them down, if it was three units, you can only build two units in its place. Because they said the zoning says no more than a duplex. Well, I think in certain situations, you have to be open to look at those situations. I'm not criticizing folks in Oliphant. I don't even know if anybody even approached them on the subject. But it's restrictive. And so in the long run, I think all of our government entities need to look at this and see if they can have a solution, if they can do some things to incentivize people to renovate properties. Let's start with that. Let's start with the basics.
Yeah, it's incredible how everything can be connected back, though. Like, that just blows my mind, and it seems so obvious the way you explain it. You know,
I hope so. I feel like I'm all over the map with this.
No, really, it is, because at first you say, you know, there's not enough properties, there's not enough places for people to work to live, but there's all these jobs. And I'm guessing if there was an abundance of places to live, it's the opposite. We need more businesses here.
Exactly.
But you're saying that we have these opportunities here.
Yeah.
And I've always joked about, when you mentioned zoning, I always think zoning would have really benefited northeastern Pennsylvania when they were building these houses. You know, I feel like we got into that a little too late, but now that's what we have. You know, I always laugh. It's like, well, you see that house and the one that's facing the wrong way in the middle of them. Yeah. You know, you don't see that in a lot of places. So things were a little lax at one point. Now it seems like they're tightening things up a little bit with the zoning and being stricter.
Yeah. I mean, I say the pendulum swings, right?
Yeah.
So something happens and public policy moves extremely to one side, and then think something else happens, and well, we don't like that, so now we swing all the way back. The answer is somewhere in the middle, as it always is.
Right.
You know, it's, you know, public safety is always an important issue. By the way, the respect for the investments that others have already made in these communities, you know, you can't change the laws so that they're so simple, or that people can be putting in, you know, low quality product, and suddenly everybody else's properties values are going down. So it's got to be considered on a municipality by municipality basis. But there are some really good examples of this. And again, some good information. I keep doing a commercial for my friends at the Institute. Institute for Public Policy has some really good literature on these things that can help those municipalities to make determinations on those things.
Say every idea that you've thrown out there, other people have thrown out there, it came together at once. How long do you think it takes before we really see the effect of this on the business community?
Well, it's going to take time. But I think, you know, journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, right?
Right. Okay. Fair enough.
There's I'll give an example where I think it's an interesting model, and close to home for you, up in Archbold, the Powell developments, if you've seen how that's worked. It's really interesting. They built, you know, single family homes. They've built duplexes. They built other multifamily and created a whole community that can serve a lot of different incomes. And in one sense, again, I'll go back to the Institute study. They talk about social housing. And it's the idea where you have mixed income individuals living in similar space, or, you know, near each other. And that's good. You know, that's a nice balance. You don't want to have people so segregated by income that it creates some other issues. But when everybody is in the same space or a similar space, at different incomes, there's a greater balance. I think there's a more it's social.
You're talking about the pendulum too. That, from what I understand, it seems like that was almost the preferred method, was take people of lower income, put them here.
That's right.
So now you're saying the projects are have everyone together.
That's right. And by the way, when we're talking about worker housing here, this is not, you know, traditional supported, public supported housing. We're not talking about Section 8 housing here. We're talking about opportunities to build where the return on investment on multifamily, for example, would be slightly greater, potentially greater. So that would be an inducement for more development. I often think about this. I'll turn it back to my other chamber hat. So from an economic development standpoint, we would love to have right now a little bit more flex space, particularly in Lackawanna County. We've had a number of different businesses that are existing businesses looking to grow, and they're not of a scale where they necessarily can build their own building at this point, but they might need 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 square feet. It'd be great if I had some flexibility through Slipco, through our building company, to be able to, you know, work with somebody, put them into this building and alongside someone else who needs 20,000 square feet, another person who needs 30,000 square feet. The problem though, because we've looked into this, is the cost of building is such, particularly with inflation and other issues and, you know, interest rates, is such that really you can't get away with building something small. You really need to build something that's 250,000 square feet so that you can get a return on that investment. If you build too small, you're not going to get enough people in there, businesses in there to pay that back. So the same thing applies with housing. There's got to be, you know, a point, you know, a tipping point at which it makes sense where to build multifamily or mixed multifamily, single family in the same development. It's going to be done, I think, on a project by project basis. And I still say, again, speaking from in the private sector, Chamber of Commerce perspective, public-private partnerships, where it's still private investment that's taking it. We're not asking the government to answer this. Nobody has a singular answer for this. But a combination of the private sector, public sector, nonprofits working together, I think that there's a lot of different answers for this problem and a lot of solutions.
This is very interesting stuff. And I keep thinking of all these different comparisons to it. I'll give you one and then we'll wrap this up because I don't want to keep you here all day. You know, you're a busy man. Every minute you're here, one house doesn't get built. No.
We're not in the housing world.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I think about this, because I'm sure there's somebody going, so you're saying you build these properties and then people come in and they fill these jobs. That's kind of the gist of this. If you look at colleges, universities, you ever see a story about the new dorms they put in? And suddenly all the students are like, I want to go there.
Yeah.
If you build it, they will come. I mean, there's an excitement level that comes with these sorts of things.
That's right.
And I think if you have a big enough plan and you put it out there clearly, you're going to get people to go, you know what? Maybe I wrote that place off too soon. This is what I was looking for. Maybe I can take that job.
Yeah. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for housing that the workers can afford. And it's, you know, it's nobody's, there's no one person or one organization's fault. It's just the market, you know, the confluence of, you know, COVID had a huge impact with supply chain interruptions, inflation, interest rates, and a long-term, again, decades-long underbuilding of housing in northeastern Pennsylvania and across the country.
Listen, always a pleasure talking to you. Very interesting. And we do this in theory. You know, sometimes vacations may get in the way here, but first Tuesday of every month, we'll have you on the air. And then the podcast, the long-form version people are listening to probably right now, can be found here as well. So just click, I believe you click follow in the upper right-hand corner if that's... If you want to, I mean, if you feel like if you've made it this far, what are you waiting for? Click follow upper right-hand corner. This is the Local Business Community Update with Bob Durkin. Thank you for being here. Of course, Bob is the president of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. We'll do this again soon. I always look forward to it. Thanks, Bob.
Always a pleasure, Jason. Thanks.
The Local Business Community Update. The Local Business Community Update. Community
Update. On WILK News Radio.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is very interesting stuff. And I keep thinking of all these different comparisons to it. I'll give you one and then we'll wrap this up because I don't want to keep you here all day. You know, you're a busy man. Every minute you're here, one house doesn't get built. No.
We're not in the housing world.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I think about this, like, I'm sure there's somebody going, so you're saying you build these properties and then people come in and they fill these jobs. That's kind of the gist of this. If you look at colleges, universities, you ever see a story about the new dorms they put in? And suddenly all the students are like, I want to go there.
Yeah.
If you build it, they will come. I mean, there's an excitement level that comes with these sorts of things.
That's right.
And I think if you have a big enough plan and you put it out there clearly, you're going to get people to go, you know what? Maybe I wrote that place off too soon. This is what I was looking for. Maybe I can take that job.
Yeah. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for amazing housing that the workers can afford. And it's, you know, it's nobody's, there's no one person or one organization's fault. It's just the market, you know, the confluence of, you know, COVID had a huge impact with supply chain interruptions, inflation, interest rates, and a long term, again, decades long underbuilding of housing in northeastern Pennsylvania and across the country.
Listen, always a pleasure talking to you. Very interesting. And we do this in theory. You know, sometimes vacations may get in the way here, but first Tuesday of every month, we'll have you on the air. And then the podcast, the long form version people are listening to probably right now, can be found here as well. So just click follow in the upper right hand corner if you want to. I mean, if you feel like if you've made it this far, what are you waiting for? Click follow upper right hand corner. This is the Local Business Community Update with Bob Durkin. Thank you for being here. Of course, Bob is the president of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. We'll do this again soon. I always look forward to it. Thanks, Bob.
Always a pleasure, Jason. Thanks.
The Local Business Community Update. The Local Business Community Update. Community Update.
On WILK News Radio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.